The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, welcome now to the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Welcome to the most misunderstood feast of the entire church year. And pardon me if you already know this, but I just simply have to clarify what it is we celebrate this day, because it's so widely misunderstood. Most people think that the Immaculate Conception refers to the event in the Gospel that we just heard, in which the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and asks if she will become the mother of Jesus, and Mary says yes, and immaculately, Jesus is conceived within her womb. And that's not the Immaculate Conception, okay? The Immaculate Conception does not refer to the conception of Jesus at all, but rather to the conception of Mary, free from all sin, in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. And if there's one simple message that I would ask you to take away from this feast day, it's this. Have faith. God's doing his greatest work in absolute silence and hiddenness. Sometime take a look at a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And almost without exception, there she's depicted as standing on the head of a snake. Just in case you've ever wondered what that's all about, it refers to a prophecy from the book of Genesis, which it turns out we heard in our first reading. Because not long after Adam and Eve fell from grace in the Garden of Eden, God promised a redemption, and he said that it would begin through a woman. That one day, the power of evil, the ancient serpent, would be crushed beneath the heel of a woman. Now, you know and I know that that woman is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Question for you here this afternoon. When did it happen? When did the Blessed Mother fulfill the prophecy and crush the head of the serpent? Would you believe that for years, I thought it was either when Jesus was born, when Jesus died, or when Jesus rose from the dead. But would you believe that the prophecy was fulfilled in the Immaculate Conception? It's in the Liturgy of the Hours. It's the official prayer of the church. God's act of salvation had begun, and understand this, nobody knew about it. It was an absolute hiddenness and silence. It was on this day in 1854 that this feast day was first proclaimed. The Pope was Pius XI, and when he first proclaimed the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, he had an enormous book in front of him, and he asked somebody to come hold the book. It's a great big book. And who did he ask to hold the book but the Archbishop of Philadelphia? See, when you're the Pope, you get archbishops to hold the book for you, right? John Neumann, later St. John Neumann. Why was John Neumann asked to hold the book when they proclaimed the Immaculate Conception? Was it because he was so powerful? Was it because he was so great? No, it was because he was the shortest guy in the room. And it just goes to show you, God does all of his most important work through the least instruments, the ones the world ignores. Go back in time if you possibly could. Walk the streets of the ancient Roman Empire and ask anyone you meet, who's the most important man in all the world? And without exception, they'll tell you that the most important man in all the world is mighty Caesar Augustus. And ask them, where's the most important place in all the world? Without exception, they'll tell you, oh, the most important place in all the world is the Senate of Rome, the seat of imperial power. By worldly standards, they're absolutely correct. By God's standards, they could not be more mistaken. Worldly powers very often completely miss the things in life that really matter. Because the most important person in all the world was an unknown teenage girl living on the outskirts of the Roman Empire in a town that nobody had ever heard of. The Blessed Virgin Mary. And the most important place was the womb that would bear the Son of the Eternal Father and bring God into this world for the redemption of all mankind. And yet, I ask you, who would know of it? In complete silence and hiddenness, God acts. And this is where he does the most important things. So please understand this. Just because you can't see what God is up to, it does not follow that God is up to nothing. Have faith. It's his signature pattern. It's his signature activity to work in ways that are unknown to the world, and yet his greatest works are already unfolding even as we speak. The Bible is not filled with stories of people who trusted God effortlessly and had easy lives as a consequence. To be a friend of God does not entail the absence of mystery and the absence of suffering, but rather the grace to persevere through it. May we have that faith as well, because such faith in God is richly rewarded. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints today to help us to share such a great faith. Mary conceived without sin. Pray for us.